are going to start recording, so beware. Beware of the recording. All right? Okay. So here we go. Allah, the first part, Allah is making an announcement to the angels, saying, Inni ja'alun fil ardi khalifa. Yes.
Yesterday, at my last week's homework, I didn't get a second question where angels, how do angels
appear?
How?
You didn't say that.
Okay. This is a very good question. This is a very... Let me quickly answer this. We humans clean up ourselves by doing prayers, by doing fasting, reading Quran.
Taking showers.
Yes, making wudu, taking showers, obey Allah. We do all these things. But how about the angels?
They follow their commands.
Number one, more dedication to Allah. More dedication to praising Allah. That is the first thing. More and more dedication. They increase and increase their dedication.
But they don't have free choice. They're already completely dedicated.
Not completely, no. Because they increase dedication. They increase their dedication. And they keep increasing it and increasing it and increasing it.
Is there a limit?
200%. No, they keep increasing it, but there is no limit. They keep increasing it and there's no limit. And then the angels who are so dedicated to Allah, they are the closest one to Allah, which are Jibreel and Mika'il. Jibreel and Mika'il. Those are the closest to Allah because they have so much dedication than every other angel. So that is the first dedication. The first thing. And then the second thing? Oh, the homework?
Yeah.
Okay. So you answered?
What? I only remember it's like 8 pages. But I think my answer is wrong.
Okay. So you can write down the right answers. And then?
I don't know.
Yes, more dedication to Allah. Number one is more dedication to Allah. Number two, more praising to Allah. More and more praising to Allah. So more dedication and more praising. All right. So Allah is announcing, Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. You know there is a hadith that Allah, one angel asked Allah to give him 70,000 wings.
Whoa.
And 70,000 years to circulate around the throne of Allah, doing nothing but praising Allah. So Allah gave him what he asked for. He kept for 70,000 years moving around the throne to praise Allah using 70,000 wings. And then he could not cross from the distance that he crossed from the throne of Allah after 70,000 years using 70,000 wings is equal to the size of the quarter in a desert. This is how much did he cross, which is nothing. And then on the 70,000 years, he was so frightened and from Allah, and he said, Ya Allah, I did not praise you. I did not give you the praise that you deserve. I did not give you enough praise. The praise that I gave to you and the dedication that I gave to you is way less than what you deserve. So basically, this is the way angels purify themselves, is by more dedication and more praising to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Okay. So angels do have the choice of taqdis. Angels do have the choice of what?
Taqdis.
Taqdis means purifying themselves more and more. How? By more and more and more dedication and praise to Allah. So Allah is announcing, Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. That's what Allah is announcing. I am creating a khalifa on earth. I am creating a what?
Khalifa.
Khalifa on earth. Angel's response was... Huh? Give it to Sarah. Angel's response was... Angel's response was... So what was the response of the angels?
Huh? So, they said that they would just fight each other.
Yes.
To the wrong side.
أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا ويسفك الدماء. ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك. Then Allah answers. So what is Allah's answer? Allah answers. إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. So that is the last part you need to memorize. So the next time you will have to do the whole ayah. Go ahead.
Are you going to translate all that?
We already did the first part and the second part. Okay, so today we'll do the third part. We explained the first part 2 weeks ago. We explained the second part last week. We will explain the third part today. إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. I know things that you don't know. I know things you don't know. I know things you don't know. So, this is 2 weeks ago. This is last week. And this is today. Okay? So, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know things that you don't know. So let's practice this part, and you need to practice the whole ayah. You need to practice the whole ayah. So next time, you're responsible of memorizing the entire ayah. Yes?
People who get 10 out of 10, we have to do it again?
Yes. The whole ayah. So let's now practice the last part. قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. Watch my fingers here. قال. I am pointing up to Allah. So who said قال? Allah قال. إني I am. So who's saying I am? Allah. أعلم I know.
I.
ما لا what you don't. ما لا don't. Huh? Yes. تعلمون, you know. So you know. So I know things that you don't know. Okay, I know things that you don't know. قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. Now repeat after me. قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. Repeat with me actually. قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. 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 So the homework is to memorize the entire ayah. Now, so what do you think about this answer? Allah is saying, I know things that you don't know. Okay? So basically Allah is saying what?
He knows the past, present, and the future.
He has it under control. He's not
going to
like the bloodshed.
No, he's not saying bloodshed is not going to happen. No, did Allah say bloodshed is not going to happen? He didn't say that.
He knows.
Did he say that they are not going to corrupt the earth?
No.
He didn't say that. But he said, "Huh? I know things that you don't know." Did he explain what the things that he knows and we don't know, that explains why did he create, why is he making a human on earth?
Some of it is sort of obvious though.
Some of it are obvious, that's right. Some of it are obvious. And we don't, there is no hadith or explanation that explains all of the things, all of the reasons or the wisdom behind for which Allah has created us. But definitely, we can come up with so many. Now, Allah knows this because He knows it, what? Ahead of time. So let's talk about the knowledge of Allah. Let's talk about what?
The knowledge
of Allah, a little bit. Allah knows the future, right? How come He knows the future?
Because he's the most knowing. Yes, he creates the time and he's every single place in time at once. Can you repeat what you said again? He's at every single point of time at like once.
You got it? So basically, or let's make it easier than that. Allah doesn't need to wait to find out what will happen. Allah doesn't need to wait to know. Does Allah need to wait to know?
No.
Got it? You need to understand that. Allah doesn't need to wait to know. So Allah doesn't need to wait to know things, to know what will happen. In the future. So this is about knowledge of Allah. Knowledge of Allah. Two. Allah knows the tiny details. Such as a leaf falling from a tree, in a forest.
Does anyone know why Allah would know the tiny details?
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. She asked a question which is very smart. Do you guys know why Allah needed, is, how come Allah knows these details? Huh?
He's the one who caused it.
He is the one who caused it to happen. Right. So, he knows what he's doing. So, three, Allah knows the little details because he is the one who made it or makes it happen. And he knows what he's doing. You got that? So about the knowledge of Allah. So now, the wisdom of Allah. Wisdom of creating humans. What is the wisdom of creating humans? Number one, what is the first wisdom?
So that they worship him?
Huh?
For them to worship him?
Yeah, for them to worship him.
I was going to say it, I guess.
Okay. Huh?
As a test.
As a test. There are so many wisdoms, huh?
Like some of Allah's names wouldn't be.
Right.
Useful if we were created like the perfect, the infinitely pure.
That's right. That is the names of Allah. So basically, Allah wants us to benefit from knowing Him. Allah wants us to benefit, to know Him, and benefit. From knowing Him. Ourselves from knowing Him. So Allah wants us to know Him and benefit ourselves from knowing Him. Okay, how do you benefit yourself from knowing Allah? Huh?
You know his personality.
You go to Jannah, right?
Yeah, and you know
exactly.
How he is.
So how do we benefit ourselves? By going to Jannah, right?
But we don't burn hellfire, just like die.
And save ourselves from hellfire. So those who want to know Allah, or those who choose to know Allah, then they benefit by going to Jannah. Those who choose to ignore Allah, they harm themselves by going to hellfire. Okay? So another wisdom is that his 99 names become real and useful. His 99 names become real and useful. Allah, one of His names is the what? Creator. So one of the names of Allah is the what? The Creator. Go ahead. ونقدس لك ويسفك الدماء. That's right. ويسفك الدماء. It's that. So his 99 names become real and useful. Allah's name among his among the 99 names are the is the creator, right? In order for the creator to be true and useful, then Allah has to what? Create. You agree with me or disagree? Agree. If Allah doesn't create, then the name is not real or the name is useless. The name is not what? Real and useless. Okay. Then Allah wants to forgive. Allah wants to what? Forgive. Okay, why? Because one of his names is the what? The most forgiver. If Allah doesn't forgive, then his name is not real or useful. His name is not what?
Real
or useful. So in order for his name, the most forgiving, to be real and useful, Allah wants to forgive. Allah wants to forgive. Then how do you think Allah will forgive? Okay. Would Allah forgive the angels? Do angels need forgiveness?
No, they always forgive Allah.
Huh?
I mean, they always pray.
They don't make they don't make mistakes.
They're so perfect.
They're so perfect, yeah. So how can Allah forgive without creating people who have free choices and they choose evil sometimes and choose what? Evil sometimes. And then when they choose evil, they do what? They remember Allah and then they repent. Right? Right? Is that right? Do you agree with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So now the name the most forgiving is true. There's another name to Allah called the most thankful. The most what?
Thankful.
So if you do a good deed, Allah thanks you. Allah what?
By giving.
Thanks you.
By multiplying your
thanks. Yes. But what do you get as a thank you at the end?
Jannah.
Do Allah, you know, usually if I want to thank you, I shake your hand and say, thank you very much, sir. Thank you for your all your work. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Would Allah do that?
No.
Allah thanks in a better way.
Thank you.
Somebody, I thank you and give you a gift card for $50.
Yay.
How about if I thank you and give you a gift card for $100,000?
Oh,
Allah thanks. Allah thanks in a better way. Allah thanks with infinity, with a gift, infinity gift, with a what?
Infinity
gift. Because Allah is infinity, so He thanks you with an infinity gift. What is that infinity gift?
Jannah.
For infinity. You see? You see how Allah's thinking? So his name, the most thankful, will be real and useful when you go to Jannah. And Allah would show how his name, the most thankful, is real by giving you and thanking you with infinity. Go ahead.
Can I go get a drink of water?
Yes. You got that? Okay, more than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing the criminals by giving them, Allah said about himself that he's shadeedul iqab. He's what?
Shadeedul
iqab. Very, very, very severe in his punishment. The worst punishment is the punishment of who?
Yeah.
Allah. Can anybody punish anybody else worse than Allah?
No.
No. You cannot. You cannot punish anybody more than the punishment of Allah. Allah's punishment is infinity in hellfire. Go ahead.
Didn't you say something before, like, the hellfire has been burning since the beginning of, like, and since the beginning of, like, when the jinn were created, and so it's been burning until it became pure black?
Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and by the way, the Arab use, I think Arab use 70,000 to indicate infinity. I think so. Because the Prophet said, the Allah has started the hellfire and let it burn for 70,000 years, started the hellfire as red. And then he let it burn for 70,000 years until it became white. And then he let it burn for another 70,000 years until it became dark. Dark. So now it is dark. It's not the fire which we see here is red and it gives you light. But the hellfire is dark, dark, dark. You don't see nothing. Nothing you can see anything there. Okay? So what is the punishment of Allah? Infinity in hell. Okay? Infinity in
hell.
Now, when this punishment is given, then the name of Allah, the most severe in punishment, becomes what?
True.
True and becomes real and useful. Now, how is it useful to burn somebody in hell?
Teaches them a lesson.
He took life.
Because he hurt others. Because he hurt what? Others. Criminals hurt others really bad. So is it fair? It's fair. So for in order for the name of Allah, the most fair, to be real and useful, then those who hurt others really bad, like criminals, go to hellfire for infinity. And that is fair. Is it unfair? No, it's fair. Who brought this to themselves? They did. They killed many people. They hurt many people. They insisted on keep killing and keep killing and keep hurting.
They also steal money.
And die.
Yes. I mean, they do all sorts of bad things. Now, I need you to know, how about the things Allah thanks people in this life for doing good things, right? Sometimes Allah thanks people for good in this life by giving them good things. Is that what Allah means that he's most thankful? So in this life, do you get the thank you from Allah? Huh?
Yeah.
Not always. You might not get thank you from Allah in this life at all. You could, but you could get some. You don't get thank you from Allah in this life. I need you to understand this. What you get from Allah in this life is called encouragement. It's called what?
Encouragement.
Encouragement. Do you get thank you from Allah in this life?
No.
Don't you ever say the name of Allah the most thankful is becoming real in this life. You are making a big mistake. You're making a what?
Big
mistake. You got it? So, the name of Allah, the most thankful, becomes real when you go where?
Jannah.
So what do you get? The good things that you get in this life are not called thanking from Allah, are called what?
Encouragements
from Allah. Allah wants to encourage you. Allah wants to encourage good deeds, right? So Allah is encouraging you. So, but there is no such a thing as called thanking of Allah in this life. Do you understand that? Some people say that Allah thanked me in this life by giving me lots of wealth and lots of children and lots and lots and lots. Don't say that. Don't you ever say.
Wait, did you erase the course? Because I didn't know.
Oh.
I put it in the computer. Did you even take a picture of it? Rachel got 10, Gatesbury got 0, and then you got 3.
Yeah, you can redo
them.
You
got 500.
You said you're putting them on your iPhone. How about putting them on a piece of paper so that we don't do the same mistake? Just put it here. Okay. Let me quiz you again.
Oh, gee, much appreciated.
The name of Allah, the most thankful. Huh?
Should I go get Sarah? She's looking for a baby, and she's actually right here.
Okay. Go ahead. So, the name of Allah. The name of Allah. The name of Allah, what? The most thankful. Or Ash-Shakur. Doesn't become real until the next life. When you get to Jannah. The name of Allah, the most thankful, doesn't become real until the next life when you get to Jannah. Okay? Jannah, what the 10 thing in this life, the good things you get in this life, for good, doing good deeds, are called what?
Encouragements
are called encouragements. They're called encouragements. You got it? They're called encouragements. The punishment, the bad thing that happens to you, that you get in this life, for doing bad deeds, are called what? Huh? Deterrents are called what?
Deterrents.
Deterrents. Well, you know what deterrence is?
No.
To deter you, like...
To discourage.
Or discouragements. Let's call it discouragements. Discouragement. So, no punishment. Discouragements, not punishment. Okay. So, do you get any punishment in this life? No. What you get is discouragements. Do you get any rewards in this life? No. What you get is encouragements. Then the name of Allah, the most thankful and the most severe in punishment, will become real in this life?
No.
No. When? The day of judgment, the next life. So you can see why we are created. For the names of Allah to be real and useful, we have to, Allah chose to make us exist. Now Allah says, here is myself and here is Shaitan. Allah gives you the choice. You go to Allah, you benefit yourself. You go to Shaitan, you harm yourself. So you go to Allah, Shaitan. You.
What?
You go here.
Oh, God.
Benefit yourself. Then when you go there, you what? Harm yourself. You harm yourself.
You're still shaitan.
Shaitan. No, that's right. Shaitan. It's okay. It's okay. Shaitan. You got it? So what is the homework? 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 One, memorize the entire ayah. And what is two? Two? He say about today's.
I got 10 out of 10, by the way.
How? Choose 5 names for Allah. Choose 5 names for Allah. And give examples. And give examples how they are being, how they are becoming real and useful. How they are becoming what? Real and useful.